Chapter 1. It was only by chance that she sat before a mirror as she rolled the silk stocking up her leg. She saw herself in the glass, wearing only the stocking and a pair of satin, cream-colored panties. "Get a thong," Melody had instructed her. "It'll make you feel sexier." Stephanie had ignored that part. She hadn't particularly wanted to feel sexy. But as the second stocking whispered up the smooth skin of her calf, thigh, the lace top resting only a couple of inches from her crotch, a hint of titillation rose there, unbidden. "It takes more than a pretty dress," Melody had said. "You have to feel it, sell it. You have to be it, or you'll never fool anybody." Sell it. Those were the two words she'd plucked from Melody's advice. If Stephanie was adept at anything, it was selling. Products, pitches. This was a little different, of course. No, a lot different. But that didn't mean she couldn't pull it off. She glanced back at the cheval mirror in the corner of her room. She'd never seen herself looking so purely sexual. Getting to her feet, she stepped into the ivory cocktail dress, sliding her arms through spaghetti-thin shoulder straps, reaching behind to the zipper. The fabric pulled close, again sending an unexpected tendril of awareness through her body. Awareness of self, of her own sensuality. Strange, the journeys life led a person on. Strange what someone could make themselves do for love. If anyone who knew her could see her now, sexy dress, strappy shoes, about to plunge into a decadent city's underworld, they wouldn't believe it. She could hardly believe it herself. Fastening a bracelet, she glanced at the bedside clock. 10:30. "Plan to arrive just before 11, Melody had said. "That's prime time at the haunt." A fresh shot of trepidation whirred through her. "Wait a few minutes, and maybe you can convince yourself it's too late, past prime time. You can take off this silly dress, put on pajamas, and watch TV or read a book." Only problem was, if she didn't go tonight, she'd have to go tomorrow night, or the next night. And every night she talked herself out of it was another night Tina was missing. Letting out a sigh, she took one last look in the mirror. She didn't even recognize herself. Maybe that was a good thing. Half an hour later, a cab pulled to a stop on an ancient, narrow street, delivering her to her destination. She felt sinfully beautiful. She felt naked. She wished she were anywhere else.
"C'est Sophia,"
the driver said. She handed the polite middle-aged man a 10 over the seat. "Keep the change." Stepping out into the sultry night, she watched the taxi dart away and battled a brief second of feeling too alone. Put her in front of a roomful of hard-nosed CEOs in a sharply cut suit, and she was a confident, eloquent woman in perfect control of everything around her. The stark contrast of where she was, who she was tonight, struck once more. Yet she'd come too far to go back. She took a deep breath and turned toward Chez Sophia, staring up at elegant, fern-hung balconies, all carving wrought iron and grace. That quickly, the aura of the place began to surround her, the sensation nearly as cloying as the sticky air. Moving toward the front entrance in heels that clicked on the sidewalk with each stride, she subtly tugged upward on the bodice of her low-cut dress in some last-minute stab at self-preservation. But no, she wasn't here to be herself. All her suits were at home. She'd come to be someone else, someone she could never really be. Biting her lip, she gently pulled the clingy fabric back down, maximizing her cleavage. Feel beautiful, not naked.
"Good evening, miss. Welcome to Chez Sophia."
The 20-something doorman wore a white shirt, red vest, black tie. She manufactured a smile. "Sell it."
"Thank you."
He motioned toward the interior of the great saloon, abuzz with people drinking, smoking, laughing. A Dixieland trio played in one corner, the large bass briefly drawing her eye.
"Our high-tech dance club is straight down the hallway. The Zydeco Lounge is to the right, and..."
I'm here for the private party. That's what Melody had told her to say. The doorman's eyes changed. To disappointment? Lust? Surely she was thinking too much. Either way, his gaze dropped boldly to her cleavage before he brought it back to her face. That's all she was tonight. Cleavage. Curves.
Through the doorway, past the stairwell,
he said. Thank you. But she could no longer meet his eyes. Damn it, you're supposed to be selling it. As she walked farther into the club, she decided now would be a good time to start doing just that. If all you are is cleavage and curves, sell that. Feel it. Be it. Like Melody said, just for tonight. Everything depended on it.